Today's Minnesota Reads is made possible by the bookstore at Fitgers, a full-service book and toy store located on the bottom floor of Fitgers on Superior Street. Online at fitgersbookstore.com. This morning, we're talking about a collection of writings, poetry, spoken word pieces, short stories, scripts. It's called Blues Vision, African-American Writing from Minnesota. Pamela Fletcher is one of the co-editors, and she joins us this morning on the phone to talk with us a little bit about the book. Pamela, good morning, and thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure, Lisa, to be with you. Thank you.
So I'm kind of curious, African-American Writing from Minnesota, and I read a variety of the different pieces throughout the book. How is it different in your mind from African-American writing from anywhere else? Is the difference that folks in that African-American folks are a minority in Minnesota, and so they would the book could be written any place else where they were a minority? Or is there something that is intrinsically Minnesotan about the pieces that you compiled for this?
Well, I think that the region, the state itself, is the place itself is very influential to the tone of the book. And I don't think that it's simply because we are a minority living in Minnesota, you know, and that we could be a minority living anywhere else, and that the stories would be similar or the same. I mean, I think they would be, but I do think that place plays a major part, because if you think about some of the pieces in the book, well, many of them, I think, are directly obvious, you know, in terms of the influence of the place in the writer's mind and how the writer sets up the tone and the setting, et cetera. It certainly plays a role in my short story, Lifeline, because the mother comes from Miami to Minnesota and has quite an experience, you know, with the weather. And so, you know, weather is a big deal. Like today it's below zero, you know. so it does affect, I think, how black Minnesotans see themselves in such a place, and it's a metaphor also for, you know, the coldness that we might experience, you know, from not only the environment but from the society, you know, in which we live here.
Scandinavians are not always noted for their warmth even to one another.
Yes, and that's true.
and that can make us a little bit challenging. There's a wonderful piece that struck me as I was reading this, and I've got just a couple lines, I think, that seem to kind of key in on what you were talking about. Gabrielle Civil is the author, and it's a poem from something called Swallow the Fish.
Right.
And she writes, where was it? It's right, but there it goes. She writes, "It matters, too, that I was dark and brown and plump, although these are not tautological distinctions. The world I was moving in was white and cold."
Yes, yes.
And from that standpoint, I see exactly what you mean. It could talk, of course, about the weather, but it could talk about something else in addition.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about this book and its place within the African-American community, the folks that you would talk to.
Well, I think the place, people are very welcoming and excited about the book, and I think it's because we don't have anything like it in terms of the pieces all coming together. If you look at the contents, I'm really thrilled about the contents of the book, because it includes works written by our elders, Gordon Parks, Lloyd Brown, Taylor Gordon, Evelyn Fairbanks, and Nellie Stone Johnson. And I believe that we stand on the shoulders of these powerful individuals and writers. For instance, Nellie Stone Johnson helped form the Minnesota DFL Party, and another contributor, Conrad Belford, a fiction writer, was Minnesota's Human Rights Commissioner in 1970-71. Then we have the late poet and Minnesota's first spoken word artist, Roy McBride, and the late Eldridge Knight, a major American poet. And these two are just among the many other wonderful living poets represented in Blues Vision. And then we have fiction writers Alex Pate and Frank Wilderson III and David Haynes, playwrights, Kim Hines, and performance artists Lori Carlos and Tish Jones. And when you look at their works, they are either directly or indirectly focused on the place, you know, of Minnesota, being Minnesotans or having passed through Minnesota and the experience that they had, you know, in this place. And I do want to talk a little bit about the origin of the book, because it stems from the Absent Narratives Project of the Minnesota Humanities Center. And I think that it's important that title, Absent Narratives. So when people get really really excited, those people who are welcoming it, who have it in their hands right now and have read it and looked through it and are marveling over it, it's because they see, you know, themselves, they see their stories and other stories that have been quote unquote absent, you know, in their minds. They haven't seen the work like this, like, you know, and then maybe they've seen, like, you know, Gordon Parks has Choice of Weapons, that's his memoir, for instance, and Nellie Stone Johnson has The Life of an Activist, and who is it? Evelyn Fairbanks has Days of Rondo. But, you know, those are specific pieces. But when you put them all together and you see them and you see the power of the voices together, just bringing in existence this group, this identity, group identity, this Minnesota group identity that people haven't seen before.
It really is extraordinary. And the idea, when I heard you talk about bringing them together, and I thought about what an incredible evening it would be to get all of these people together in one place.
Right.
To do a performance or a reading, but even to have them all together between the covers of this book.
Mm-hmm. And it's the first time this has ever happened. And I really want to thank Alex Pate. He's the chief editor. And it was, you know, his vision. And he went to David O'Fallon, the executive director of the Minnesota Humanities Center. And they brought the idea of the book to fruition. And I do want to talk about the title, because I think the title is really important too. This lets the reader in on the historical framework, you know, not just from a Minnesota standpoint, but from a North American and then a United States standpoint. But, you know, the blues in this title, this is as I see it, okay? So, but the blues in this case is used as a metaphor for a way a black person perceives his or her existence in a white-dominated culture. And this perception's heavily influenced by African-Americans' unique history and heritage, as well as influenced by some socio-political and socio-economic factors that have shaped what I dare call the quote-unquote black indigenous experience, and that's my language. You know, when I say black indigenous, I'm referring to those of us whose ancestors came to North America over 400 years ago as captive peoples. And so our history and heritage, along with some of these social, political, socioeconomic factors I mentioned, you know, I just alluded to, are tied to our beginning in North America, where we became people that had never existed before, you know. And so our brand new identity emerged in this unknown world. And so for me, the title Blues Vision suggests a group identity. But yet as a reader, you'll note, you know, in this case, the broad diversity among the Minnesota writers regarding each distinct personal experience, but it really does relate to that whole, you know, identity, group identity, based on what I would call the brand new identity that emerged in the USA when Black people were brought here.
Pamela, it is a magical collection, again, of poetry and prose and script and performance pieces, and it is a fascinating look by some impressive voices.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk about it a little bit. It was great to have you this morning as our guest, and I'm looking forward to doing a little bit more digging into this Absent Narratives project,
right,
because it sounds like an absolutely fascinating work. And thank you so much again, Pamela, for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Lisa. Have a great day.
Pamela Fletcher is one of the editors of a new book out called Blues Vision, African-American Writing from Minnesota. She is the St. Catherine University Director of Writing. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and also by the bookstore at Fitgers, a full-service book and toy store located on the bottom floor of Fitgers on Superior Street, online at fitgersbookstore.com.